Hey, everybody. Rob here with the first of our Miss Survivor finalist interviews. We're going to talk with Kelly Wentworth coming up here today and see what she has to say about why she should be Miss Survivor. And of course, ask her your questions that we've been taking all day today about the Miss Survivor competition. But first, we've got a big thing happening in Rob Has a Podcast. Today is the day we dropped our Survivor All-Stars chapter of The Evolution of Strategy. It's 14 hours long. It starts off with everything that was going on in the summer of 2004 leading up to the game in Survivor All-Stars, talking about my experience there, and of course, all of the things that I got to watch from home after I was gone. And I do have a lot to say about how everything played out and all the Lex and Boston Rob stuff. And it's still very polarizing, even more than 10 years later. So the whole chapter is 14 hours long. It's our longest chapter to date on The Evolution of Strategy, which is our 30 season retrospective book on how every season of Survivor played out from a game perspective. You could check that all out at evolutionofstrategy.com. But if you want to hear just part one of the chapter 8 about Survivor All-Stars, that is completely free. It's about 2 hours and 50 minutes. You can go ahead and download that for free anytime you want. robhasawebsite.com/all-stars. All right, now let's get into our interview with Kelly Wentworth. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the first of our Miss Survivor finalist interviews here for 2015. This is going to be a lot of fun. This is the first of three finalist interviews that I will have over the next 24 hours. So the excitement, boy, you could cut the tension with a knife right now for Miss Survivor, because we are very lucky to have with us here from Survivor San Juan del Sur, and someone who's in mourning all this week. Here's the great Kelly Wentworth. Kelly, how are you?
Good. Hey, Rob. Can we not talk about the Seahawks, please?
No. Any subject is fair game in the Miss Survivor Fund. This is not a safe zone.
I know. I'm sure.
Yes. Much like Pete Carroll, you have a lot of tough questions to answer.
Oh, gosh. I bet. I'm ready. I feel good.
Okay. All right. Good. First off, Kelly, very excited to have you here as part of the competition for Miss Survivor. I think you've run a campaign with a lot of enthusiasm so far. And I think so far you have done a job getting the excitement up.
I've tried. Yeah, I know. I think it's just supposed to be fun. I'm having fun with it. I want the fans to have fun. And I think, you know, at the end of the day, that's what it's all about.
Good. We like the enthusiasm. We like the spirit here for Miss Survivor. So why do you want to be Miss Survivor?
Yeah, I want to be Miss Survivor because I'm involved in, you know, the RHAP community. I listen to the podcast. I have fun, you know, with the jokes. I love the fans. I already interact with a lot of the fans. And I just think I would do a really good job of representing the community. And, you know, I want to do some podcasts with you and talk Survivor and, you know, just have a lot of fun with it.
Now, would you do any of these things that you're talking about, like being involved with the community beyond podcasts, if you were not Miss Survivor?
Oh, yeah, of course. This isn't like a make or break. I'm not going to break up with you or anybody else if I don't win Miss Survivor. But I do think it would be a lot of fun to have the title. And I think that I could bring a lot to this community. So
under no circumstance would you become a Miss Survivor and not do anything, because we've had that has happened before. I don't want to say when.
I don't know who you're talking about, Rob. I'm just going to pretend I don't know about that one.
Yes. Okay.
No, I would definitely be involved. I mean, as you already know, I already did a show with Haley and Amy on The Bachelor. So that was a wrap up show, and that was really fun. So I'd be willing to do some of those. I love reality television. So just ask me and I'm there to talk about it. I would not be involved. That's just silly. Why would you be Miss Survivor and not be involved?
Well, I can't speak to that.
That's the question.
And that wasn't just a campaign stop for you on the Bachelor wrap-up show. You were legitimately interested in talking about The Bachelor and as a fan of that show?
I was legitimately interested, yes. I watched The Bachelor forever. So when they asked me if I wanted to join, I was totally on board. It helps that the timing was right around, you know, the Miss Survivor voting, but I wouldn't have done that regardless.
Okay, I listened to it. I thought you did a very good job there. That was a good spot. Yes. Now, Kelly, do you look at yourself as an underdog in this competition?
Yes, Rob, I'm the underdog. I'm not going to sit here and pretend I'm not. I have to embrace it. You know, everyone's talking about how I'm undateable and I didn't make the merge. And, you know, what am I going to bring to the community because I'm not the winner? But you know what? It's more than just that. I am a huge Survivor fan. And as we all know, certain things happen in Survivor and not everyone can win. So I still think I would do a great job. And I am dateable. Trust me, people could tell you that.
Okay. All right. Good to know. That's very good to know. I think, well, we've talked about this many times. I think it's really guys that don't make the merge. I think that's who's undateable.
Well, I appreciate that, Rob.
Yes.
I do.
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
I don't think that the guys are that picky on who they're going to date, ultimately.
Okay, good. That makes me feel a little better. Thank you.
Yes. If you made the merge, would you date a guy who didn't make the merge?
Well, yeah, I wouldn't hold it against him.
Okay.
Come on. I know how this game works.
Good, good. So tell us a little bit about you, some of your ideas as Miss Survivor. Do you have anything that you want the voters to know about what a Kelly Wentworth Miss Survivor reign would look like?
Absolutely. You know, as I already said, I want to be actively involved. I think everyone that follows me on Twitter and that I'm friends with knows that I respond to everybody. I like interacting with the fans. So I'll always interact with you. I'm never going to ignore you. I also want to come on and do podcasts with you. I think it'd be really fun. And also be involved in some of the other things you have going on, like the wrap-ups and things like that. So that, I don't want to promise anything huge because we all know that that can go over very badly. But I just want to be really involved. I love the fans. Thank you, everyone, actually, that supported me so far. I really appreciate it. I just want to make the fans happy.
Have you carved out a role for what job your dad, Dale, might do if you were to become Miss Survivor?
I mean, I feel like everyone wants more Farm Guy 69.
Yes.
Right? I know. It should be me, my dad, and Bryce. Let's do like a triple threat podcast with you. That'd be awesome.
Wow.
Yeah. Hey, boom. Bada bing, bada boom. Yeah, I mean, he could be involved too. You know, we live a few hours apart, but he's always over here. Like I said, he's over around the corner in a coffee shop waiting for me,
Yes. Cheering
me on, you know, from the stands.
Yes. Well, I know it's been a tough week for Dale also. I hope he's doing okay, your dad?
He's recovered, yeah. You should have seen it. We just drank our sorrows away. It was like Fireball all night. It's fine. We're good now.
Did you watch the Super Bowl with your dad for the uninitiated? Of course, everybody knows that the Wentworths are big Seahawks fans.
Go Hawks. I will never give up. I am not a bandwagon fan. We lost on a stupid play. It is what it is. You know, we came back to beat Green Bay. Another, you know, underdog story. So came back to win.
Wait, you guys were the underdogs against Green Bay?
Well, we were down like 25 points. Yeah, we were. Yeah, we came back to win. So.
But your dad took it okay because I've seen him get upset before.
Yeah, he does get super angry. Yeah, no, he's fine. I think I was more emotional than him. I had like a single tear coming down, just crying. And then I had to congratulate Jeremy and Val, which was the worst because I was just so angry. But I bet them that I will wear a hat. So I have to still do that.
Yes. And you have a good relationship with Jeremy?
Yeah, I love Jeremy. He's awesome.
Okay.
He's a firecracker.
Now, have you spoken to Jeremy about this competition? Because I know one of his other close friends from Survivor is also in the running here.
Who are you talking about?
I don't know. I'm going to ask Jeremy in a little bit if he has somebody that he is endorsing for Miss Survivor.
Hold on. Excuse me here.
Yes.
I need a text message.
You're texting Jeremy.
I'm texting Jeremy right now. No, we'll see. Maybe he won't pick anyone. That would be nice. He's my buddy.
Okay. Because...
Jeremy.
Well, because I do feel like that there is, from the show, there is a connection between Jeremy and Natalie in the competition. And then also there's a connection between Tasha and Spencer in the competition. I feel like in some ways that, again, in this underdog story, I feel like that you are a little bit without a partner.
You know, that's okay. I feel confident. I'm doing what I can. I think fans know that I'm going to bring stuff to the table. I'm actually going to be involved. So I'm okay being solo, just out there. It's, you know, just me and Tony hanging out. It's fine.
Now, I spoke with Drew Christie. He said if they don't get you out here, that you're probably going to win Miss Survivor if people don't stop you in this round.
Wait, is he going to come in on this? Do I need to run?
Yes.
Gosh, yeah. Can you repeat the question?
I
got distracted thinking about Drew. I was scared for a second.
Okay, not good distracted. You were bad distracted by bringing up Drew,
bad
right?
Yeah, distracted.
Okay.
One more time.
Do either you or your dad have any plans to have Baylor and Missy come to your birthday party this year?
My letter was signed, sealed, and delivered just right after they got that video out. I wish they would come to my birthday. We could just, like, eat muffins and hang out all day. I think it'd be really fun.
Yes. If you were to be Miss Survivor, would you make it one of your ballot initiatives to not have any podcasts with Baylor and Missy in 2015?
Well, don't you think that would actually be more fun?
You want to see them on podcasts.
It might be fun.
Yes.
Nothing's off the table. I'm open for anything.
So okay.
Tell me what you want. We'll do it.
Okay. That's good. That's good. Do you think that you will get an endorsement from Baylor and Missy?
probably not. and that's okay.
Yeah. All right. Good. All good stuff. Kelly, are you excited about Survivor 30? Your first season now that you are a Survivor alumni is going to come up. Are you excited for the new season to start, or are you not ready for Survivor 29 to be over?
Oh, no. I'm ready for 29 to be over. I feel like Jeff Probst, like out the door, onto the next thing. I'm ready for 30. I'm excited. We have a lot of big characters on that cast. I'm so stoked.
Yes. Were you bummed out about how the reunion was handled?
Which part?
Well, it did seem like Jeff was not trying to spend too much time with the Survivor 29 cast. It did seem like he wanted to turn the page a bit.
Yeah, we were kind of like the redheaded stepchildren, just like put in the corner. He wasn't happy with us, I guess. It is what it is. You can't change it. I mean, Jeff's going to do what he's going to do. So, it's his, kind of his show. So, that's fine.
Kelly, are you a no collar, blue collar, or white collar survivor?
What do I think I am, or what would they put me on?
Well, both.
I'm gonna go no collar at heart because I'm kind of a free spirit. Like I just like to do what I want to do.
Yes.
Say what I want to say. So.
Okay. So you're no collar at heart. Where would they put you though?
Probably. Well, it depends. If they tried to spin me as like, oh, she still lives on the farm or something. Blue collar. But if they actually took me for what I am, like living in the city and working in marketing, I guess I'd be on the white collar.
Okay, white collar. Okay. Kelly. All right. So now it's time for the one of everybody's favorite parts of the Miss and Mr. Survivor competition. I want to ask you if you have any talent that you want to demonstrate to the voters of why they should vote for you when the ballots open up in about a week and a half.
Well, Rob, I know we don't have a lot of time, and I do have a lot of talent, some of which include, drinking, working out, watching reality TV, all these amazing things. I also am pretty sarcastic and enjoy saying sarcastic things about people that I am not too fond of. And I think, I found that a lot of people like to do the same towards me, which is fine, because as a Miss Survivor, you have to be able to take the good with the bad. So, for my talent, I am going to be putting my excellent reading skills to use in this edition of Rap Live Miss Survivor Mean Tweets Edition.
Okay, here we go. So if you're listening on the audio version, Kelly has a printed out paper, color printer. This is a first. I don't think we've ever had color printing before in the Miss Survivor competition.
Wait for it.
Yes. And she has a phone with a picture of a Twitter bird on it. And she, you are going to give us some mean tweets for Kelly Wentworth.
Yeah, you ready? Right.
Very exciting.
Yeah, I'm really good at reading, writing, and spelling, so I thought this would be awesome.
Okay.
No hard feelings, anybody. Okay, here we go. Fred would like to tell me, I can't believe I actually liked Kelly a little bit during her brief and unmemorable time on the show. Seriously, when did she get so overrated?
Overrated?
That's a good question. I don't know. I don't know either. So, you know, someone tell me.
Okay.
Okay. Survivor Ninja. Who the F is Kelly? But he spelled my name right, so thank you.
Yes.
Okay. Lives in condemnation. Yeah. Kelly's pandering is annoying to me. Her tweets suck. I really hope someone else wins.
Okay.
Fair enough.
Okay.
And last but not least, Rob, in these mean tweets messages. Timster would like to say, Kelly sucks ass, and it's pathetic to spam on Twitter to win some stupid ass award. She can get involved whether she wins or not.
Okay. There you go.
All right.
Those are the tweets from the Kelly haters out there.
Embrace it, baby.
Yes. Embrace it. Good. So now, are you worried that you've encouraged the Twitter haters to come at you because you will now read their tweets?
You know what, Rob? I think there was a movie that just came out, and I quote, haters gonna hate, haters gonna hate. So... Get away. It's fine.
Yes.
It's fine.
Okay.
You know, I get something good with the bad, Rob. It's fine.
They hate us because they ain't us. That's right.
They hate us because they ain't us. Oh, is that how it went? Okay. My movie knowledge is clearly not my talent.
Okay. All right. Let's jump into some of these questions. I got five questions here for Kelly Wentworth. Five questions here for Kelly Wentworth. Top five, baby. Here we go. All right, this is from Oren Shaw, who says, as the queen of emoji, if you could design an official RHAP emoji, what would it look like?
Damn, tough question. And I am the queen of emojis. Thank you. I'm glad someone recognized that. An official... Well, it would have to be something with a bell, of course. I mean, I don't know what it would be exactly, but something with a bell.
Yeah. Okay. Do they have a bell emoji?
You know what, Rob? Mine would be better.
Yes. Good.
Okay.
All right. Well, I would like to get a bell emoji. Maybe like a bell and a microphone.
Okay. Yeah, they have a mic for sure. I know that.
Yes. Okay. Well, we'll look into that later. Maybe you could send a tweet to me and tell me, show me what my options are for an RHAP emoji.
I'll tag you.
Ron Chan wants to know, Kelly, which defeat would you consider to be more devastating, losing Miss Survivor or the Seahawks losing in the Super Bowl?
Wow. Well, we all know that Miss Survivor means everything to me and that I will be absolutely heartbroken. And life will not go on if I do not win Miss Survivor. So as much as I love the Seahawks... Miss Survivor.
Wow, that would be more devastating than losing the Super Bowl.
Rob, what can I say? This is what I came into this world for.
Yeah.
To be Miss Survivor 2015.
Yeah, in fairness, you did win the Super Bowl last year. So this would be like if you were already the reigning Miss Survivor and then didn't win next year.
Sure.
Yeah. All right. So you've already had it once.
Okay.
Okay.
Twice is better.
Okay. Let's see. Let's take another question. this is from Mark Percy, who wants to know, Kelly, you have been campaigning hard and are going up against people that have made the merge. What experiences do you have that you will bring to Miss Survivor that make you the best candidate?
Well, I do have experience podcasting as of late,
mm-hmm.
as I have been doing extra shows, and I it seems like people have enjoyed them. I've had positive feedback, so I think I have some experience doing that. I also just, you know, this is a little off topic, but I would like to say that, you know, I'm a huge rap fan, and it would be unfair if I did not reveal my RHAP t-shirt. So let's not forget that, you know, I'm
Team
gonna
Red.
Bring some spiciness to the show.
Yes. Very nice. Very nice shirt.
Thank you.
Okay. So let's take another question. This is from Patrick Layer, who wants to know.
Patrick, yes, bring it on.
You played Peacemaker when Farm Guy 69 and Missy were upset over each other about the precious rice situation at New Coyopa. How would you react if someone was trying to steal the precious Miss Survivor sash?
Well, I would have to punch them out, obviously.
You would have physical violence against somebody who took the Miss Survivor sash.
I'm just kidding. No. Well, I wouldn't go down without a fight. That's it. If, you know, we do have a couple of other brand contenders, but I know I'm the underdog, but I'm not going to go out without a fight. So, you know, if someone's going to say something about me, then I'm going to say something back. So watch out.
Okay, so we should be looking forward to a Kelly Wentworth as Miss Survivor era that you are not taking any crap from people.
I don't take crap, no.
Okay, all right.
Let me say this, Rob. I'm not going to throw the first punch because I do like to keep things calm. But if you come at me, it's going to go down.
Okay, what if somebody...
And I will defend people too.
What if somebody came at me?
Rob, I would defend you.
Okay. All right, good. No, I'd like to hear that.
Is someone doing something to you? Do you need me to step in?
Not yet. But sometimes, you know, I like to be able to really speak my mind on Twitter about what's happening. I'm not going to pull any punches, but then I am scared that I am going to get punched.
Well, you know, I'll help you out with that. Okay. I'm pretty good with words.
All right. Last question from the great Antonio Mazzaro. Antonio, look for Antonio on the Better Call Saul recap on post-show recaps. He wants to know, Kelly should ask Rob, what is it like to be a pre-merge boot because you are perceived as a major threat? Oh, wait. Rob should ask Kelly that. I misspoke. Yes. Kelly.
Oh, you're right. You're confusing me.
Yes. What is it like to be voted out as a pre-merge boot because you're perceived as a threat?
Okay. So, wait. I'm asking you a question?
No. The question that Antonio wrote it wrong. I'm asking you that question.
You're asking me, what does it feel like to be voted out?
Yes. What's that like to be
voted? Because I'm a threat.
Yes.
Well, it's total shit. It sucks. what do you want me to say? Like, even not making jury is totally crappy.
Yes.
But I will say that I would rather be voted out as a threat and be voted out before the jury or make it to the end instead of being taken all the way as a goat, because no one wants to be a goat. So, you know, I'd rather be a threat in the game of Survivor and try and make big moves or be looked at as a threat than, you know, just kind of hop my way to the end.
Okay. Two more questions because we're running out of time real quick. If you became Miss Survivor, would you tell us all the good stories that came from the pre-jury trip for this season?
Oh, my gosh. I would tell you the ones that it would be appropriate. Some of them may not be appropriate.
Well, sounds like the good ones, Kelly. Don't hold out on us before the vote.
Yes, I could deliver on that. Yeah, I have lots of good stories to tell.
Okay, and number two. Number two, what was your reaction when Reed gave that speech to Missy at the final drop of council when you finally got to watch it?
It was like 50... party emojis in my head. One of those things that like blast off, you know, the
50 shades of emoji.
So many just crazy, like clapping hands like this. I was like, was that too mean? No, I thought it was great. I loved it. I thought it was an amazing speech and I really like Reed. So it was even more like, yeah, you go.
All right, everybody. Okay. There you have it. That's Kelly Wentworth running for Miss Survivor. Kelly, do you have a hashtag that you want to let the voters know about?
Oh, yeah, baby.
Yep.
Hashtag?
Yes.
Underdog Wentworth.
Underdog Wentworth. All right. Let Kelly know you're showing her support on Twitter. Very excited, Kelly. This is going to be a very fun race. I do hope that we get an official endorsement from your dad at some point.
Oh, man, I could have asked him to come up here and, like, chug a beer with me. I just thought, you know, I was trying to make it fair for everybody.
Yes. And he didn't endorse Natalie. I thought he was a big fan of the 20s from The Amazing Race.
Big fan.
He loves the 20s,
no,
right?
Not so much.
Yes. All right. Natalie, thank you so much. You did a great job here today.
Did we are Natalie?
Sorry. We had Natalie on the brain. We had Natalie on the brain. Yes. Thank you, Kelly. I'm sorry about that.
Kelly, God,
thank you. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. We have our next interviews coming up. We have Tasha and the aforementioned Natalie coming up tomorrow. So a lot here to do, Kelly. Great job today.
Okay, don't let them steal my ideas.
Okay, I won't. All right, we will be back with more Miss Survivor interviews, and our voting and our debates are all coming up here as we march to the preseason and the start of Survivor 30. All right, everybody, there you have it. Great job there by Kelly, and very fun to hear the mean tweets. Very fun to have her call out the Rob that sucks. Bad job by me. Great job by Kelly, and very fun to get our Miss Survivor finalist interviews underway. The next one I have coming up is going to be my interview with Tasha Fox. Going to have that for you guys, probably posted by Friday night. And then after that, I'm getting into my interview with Jeremy Collins. So all of the interviews are coming up. I got my interview with Tony and Spencer already. Those are up on robhasawebsite.com. Of course, you can see them all at our YouTube channel at robhasawebsite.com/YouTube. So much coming up. We're going to get into covering King of the Nerds as well this weekend, and much, much more coming up next week. Of course, the debates are also around the corner. So hope you're locked in. Subscribe to Rob Has a Podcast either at robhasawebsite.com/iTunes or go to robhasawebsite.com/app to get the links for the Android or iOS version of the Rob Has a Podcast app. Listen to Rob Has a Podcast, post show recaps, reality TV wrap-ups. Everything we're producing for you guys is available in one easy spot. So have a great weekend, everybody. We'll talk to you again soon. Bye.